With no further ado, let's wrap up with, well, this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
It's the Thursday lightning round. My online account's value went far down because the Super Bowl brought me down to my knees. The lightning round. Wah!
We gotta bust through this one. The NBA trade deadline came and went, and the big news out of New Orleans was that there was no news. Anthony Davis had requested a trade that ended up costing him $50,000, wanted to move to LA, and instead he stays with the 13th-placed Pelicans. Lakers aren't doing that much better, sitting at 27-27, 3 games out of a playoff spot, and the 6 players that were allegedly in the New Orleans-LA deal struggled. They were brutally heckled by Pacer fans, of all people, and then they left LeBron 3 seats of space on the bench. Those players are all hovering around about 21 years old and are now probably going to be looking at LeBron not as the GOAT that they watched growing up, but as the old veteran who is willing and working out moves to get them out of town. Had this train gone through, the Lakers would have been left with about 3 active players on the roster, and now it could have avoided a divided locker room that is already falling apart at the seams. The Lakers not getting their trade with AD is a big, little, or no deal.
Can I go pending? I got to be honest with you. Right now, I think as they move forward, it's a little deal.
All right. Enough with trades that didn't happen. Let's get to the ones that did. You were half right from the Crunch Exchange yesterday. The Raptors moved for Marc Gasol, but not Mike Conley. The Raptors send back their starting center, Jonas Valanciunas, a couple players and a pick. Toronto is second in the East and not only looking to move past the bad history that the Raptors have in the playoffs, but also trying to entice Kawhi Leonard to stay in town. What grade do you give this trade for Toronto?
I really like what they did. Gasol, even though he's 34, he's having a really good year. He's a terrific passer from the pivot. Even though when it comes to grades, we really can't know, but I'm going to give it a B+.
Let's not forget about that other team in the Bay Area. The Kings made a splash last night, trading away Zebo, Zach Randolph, and Justin Jackson to Dallas for Harrison Barnes, who started all 49 games, averaging 18 points this year. Barnes was traded in the middle of last night's game, and he lands in Sacktown, where the Kings, of all teams, are in 6th place. What grade does this trade get for the Kings?
Yeah, Harrison Barnes became the first player ever to be driving to the basket, been told to stop and leave the court because he's not on a team anymore.
Can you imagine a front office official running out onto the court, just grabbing,
taking the charge?
It's not allowed. It's not allowed.
We don't want you to get hurt. You're too valuable. pretty bold on behalf of Sacramento. I mean, does anybody who doesn't really, 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 really pay attention to the NBA even get the fact that they're like pretty good team this year?
Yeah,
I don't think so. But they're a couple games above 500. I like the move, but it's the Kings. Something will go wrong. I'll give him a B-.
Markelle Fultz was traded just about 19 months after be taking number one overall for a player that had he was traded for a player that had to pay $150 of his own money to get a tryout with a G League team. Fultz is dealing with a shoulder injury that is also has some sort of problem now with the yips and has forgotten how to shoot properly. I've forgotten how to read. Markelle Fultz getting traded is blank.
First of all, it's kind of historic. I found one other first rounder, Anthony Bennett from 2014, who got traded faster as a number one. So what was the question again?
Markelle Fultz getting traded is blank.
Fast.
I have to imagine that rooting for the Oregon Blazers is extremely frustrating. They cannot and have not ever signed a major free agent, and it's a total coin flip when it comes to keeping the talent that they draft in town long term. Today they traded Caleb Swanigan, the 26th overall pick in 2017, to the Kings for Scal Labissiere, the 28th pick in 2016, who is averaging less than 3 points a game. Portland is half a game up on Houston in 4th place and have been stuck in NBA purgatory for years. They've got Dame, CJ, and Nurk are all signed through 2020, and that sounds nice. They're miles behind Golden State, OKC, and Houston, and out of nowhere now, Denver is one of the best teams in the West. And the Blazers traded for a guy who was averaging 2.8 points a game, and he couldn't start for the Kings. The Blazers' trade deadline moves are blank.
Typical. They gather assets, but nobody will commit a big name to going there and signing long term. So people could be pissed off at Olshea all they want. He's just hamstrung. So it's typical.
Last one. Baseball fans like baseball the way it is. It's flawed, it's slow, it can be boring, and it can be the most fun sport of all time in the same inning. Commissioner Manfred wants to make baseball less flawed, faster, more fun, and make it more fun every game from day to day. The proposed rules that the MLB is looking to implement are a pitch clock, a three-batter minimum four pitchers coming into the game, and the worst thing in the world, the universal DH. The way JP Santangelo put it on Twitter, I really liked it. I appreciate that there are two sides to the game, leather and lumber, not just lumber, and that you can influence the outcome of a game even if you go 0-for-4 by making a great play. I love National League Baseball. That doesn't mean it's the better league. It's just what I like. Well, it is the better league. MLB implementing these rules is a big, little, or no deal.
If they do, it's going to be a big deal, and I think they actually need to implement some of these rules to make it a big deal. All right, that's better.